All right, setting the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we understand if there are outsiders to your own neighborhood. They don't maybe understand the nuances, the fun that your neighborhood has, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without filling in a hole made by a rat on the sidewalk, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
This rodent who made the hole in wet cement in this Chicago suburb. It has really become part of that community.
And they're like, listen, we own it now.
And then, in fact, it has existed since the 90s. And so, I guess the city just got around to going over, or someone tried to just fill it in, and the residents weren't happy.
I just don't understand why everyone's trying to block our good time.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was leave a cute little quarter in respect of the rat hole.
In respect of the rat hole.
People are leaving their little tokens of appreciation.
Listen,
for the rat hole.
Respect the rat hole.
And, you know, now we have to dig it out with the license plate. Like, that's not right.
I can't think of any solid reason why someone would want to fill it in. Like, I can see strollers and wheelchairs being able to go around it easily, so.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, from a safety standpoint, there's no reason to fill this in.
Right. It adds character.
So now they have worked tirelessly to remove the plaster while it was still wet, just to make sure that no one would, quote, block their good time.
Well, listen, they've even named it Chimley.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
For the rat.
Yeah. So the rat that left the little rat hole in the sidewalk there in a suburb of Chicago. The residents like it. Don't try to change it. So if this is a setting the bar story for neighborhoods, then just make sure you can make it through the day without filling in a hole before you know the whole story.
A beloved rat hole.
Yes.
It might have a name like Chimley.
Right.
It might be local legend.
It might be a legend. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.